Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is other people's problems. We abbreviate that. I forget how. Other PP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Why not? Yeah, I kind of like that.
Let's do that from now on. What is Connie's problem?
Connie is dating a guy and she doesn't like one of his friends.
Oh, boy. Connie?
Yay!
Tell us the conundrum that you're in.
Yeah. Okay. My boyfriend, who I've had around for about a year, everything is going great, except he's got this female friend, Shannon, who's been his friend forever. And I respect that. You know, she was sort of in his life ahead of time before I got the picture and everything, but it's starting to sort of kind of wear on me. I think, you know, he talks to her about a lot of things. Recently sort of kind of found out that he's shared details about our sex life.
And whoa!
you know, like, I trust him. I really do. But I just don't know if this is really the right thing to have her in our relationship like this.
And good details or bad details?
Or both.
Or,
well,
yeah.
You know, I don't know all the details that he talks about with her because I'm not always there to hear some of it. So I can only imagine it's the good and the bad.
Okay, can I just ask how you found out then? Did you, like, catch him talking to her? Or did he say, well, I was telling her the other day about that move you did at the end? Or, like, what? How do you know that he said something?
Oh, he told me. He told me. He said that he admitted that he shares details. He said it bluntly, and you know, I guess I was sort of kind of stunned, and I'm like, oh, because he knows I like Shannon. I mean, we've hung out so many times before and everything, but
well, I wonder if he's thinking
crossing the line.
I wonder if he's thinking like, well, I would tell like my buddies, my guy buddies about stuff. So why, she's a friend, so why would it be different?
That's either super innocent or flippin' diabolical. Do you know what I'm saying? It's because we kind of, the three of us in this room, occasionally get into conversations that are a little, but I never think it's weird with Aaron. Is that weird?
I think
it's weird when you say stuff.
You do.
I don't like that.
Which I find weird because, buddy, this isn't a one-way street.
No, but it is because you're our, I don't want to speak for you, you're our baby sister. So we can make you want to throw up, but you can't tell us any weird stuff about you. Yeah. Like, we don't want to know that.
She does have a lot more stories than Slacker, at least, like, recently.
I can't hold them back.
Yeah,
for
it's
so
much like an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let me just jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423 or text in with your advice. Do you want him to not tell her that? Do you want him to stop being friends with her? What kind of thoughts are you kicking around in your head right now?
Honestly, I just kind of think she needs to exit our lives. Out of his life. I mean, really, why does he sort of kind of need her in his life? Like, you would think that, you know, we've been together long enough and I should be his real, you know, soulmate girl and all that stuff. And I just don't know if I'm overreacting a little bit, because they have been friends for so long, but I just don't see the need to have this continue, especially when it's going into this territory. It seems like, you cross the line, buddy. That's
But Tia could be right. It could just be like, yeah, you know, ooh, did this last night. But it could also
but
be like,
but you shouldn't
watching.
Share that anyways. That's private information between the couple.
Yeah.
You're telling me
I have not
mustache boy.
Yes, I have told you that I like mustaches.
Yeah, but you didn't tell anybody what happened.
I haven't.
I don't think you would tell me, but you'd tell the other two in my new friend group.
The other two in your new...
Rachel and Melina?
Oh, yeah.
I think you would tell them.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily,
no.
But you've told them things that the boys do.
We've...
Yep, okay, so I already won the argument.
But like,
you're
but
hesitating.
Also no.
And like, so it's the same thing. He's just telling this... Did you say your name's Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay, he's just telling Shannon, it's like, God, this Connie might be the one. She does that thing I like. Like,
yeah. I mean, do you think Shannon is trying to encroach at all? Do you think she likes your boyfriend? Have you gotten that at all?
I don't know. You know, like, what do they say about girls that hang around, you know, that long? It's sort of like, don't they have ulterior motives? You sort of kind of deep down really like the guy, but sort of stay around as a friend. I don't know.
I kind of have always said that, but at the same time, if there's a group of men and a group of women hanging out, I'll approach the group of men, hear the fart sounds they're making and the sports references they're making, and immediately go drink White Zin with the chicks. Cause I'm just like, I don't relate to dudes at all. And I'm not over there trying to have relations with any of my friends' wives. I just don't want to go like,
you just don't fit in with them as much.
I don't.
Yeah. And that's okay.
So this Shannon might just be a guy's gal. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Or...
I just don't know. It just seems a little too close for me. And, and to share that, I mean, other topics, a gazillion other topics they can be friends about, but it seems like it's crossing the line.
Here's my thing. I mean, we can talk about Shannon, but Shannon's not in a relationship with you. If anybody's violating trust, it's your boyfriend. Like, he's the one we have to deal... Like, he's the one, in your opinion, oversharing. He's the one keeping someone with private parts that he's compatible with in his life, despite the fact that he's got you. So we need to figure out what we need to do with him as it relates to her.
Well, and it sounds like spending some time solo with Shannon, too.
Yeah.
That, like, it's like you mentioned a group setting. This sounds like they're...
Yeah, do they go out alone, just the two of them?
Oh, yeah.
They're friends.
Right. Well, that's what he says. Am I overreacting? I don't know.
I don't know. I've been very good friends with a female like this. And then the 14th time we went out for shots, it turned out we were both single she was approaching single, and I
was going to say, both single, that's fine.
I helped push that over the edge.
Okay.
Metaphorically and literally.
I don't think Connie wants to hear that.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Connie, hang on. We're going to get to the bottom of the Shannon sitch. We're going to figure out if she's got to go or if it's your man's problem. Hang on.
I get it, because like if my wife was sharing details about like our bedroom life with her...
You don't want that stuff out.
No, with her girlfriends?
Yeah, you don't want that stuff out.
I don't?
Well, no, if it was good stuff, yes, but you don't want that stuff out.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I would think, yeah. What, you don't talk to her. Or do you? What the hell?
No.
If it's sharing with girlfriends and stuff, that's one thing. That's fine. Like the slumber party kind of aspect of it. But if she's got a dude that she was sharing that stuff with, like it wouldn't go the other way. I wouldn't like that. I'd be uncomfortable with it.
I understand that. But if if they've just been friends for so long, you know that does exist. I find it usually to be one of them or the other is pining for one another, but like it does exist that you can just be buds and like nothing's gonna, it's just like, it's like me telling you, oh my God, this girl did a thing.
Yeah.
And
it's been a while since you've said that, but I missed
it's been a while since a girl
I missed those stories.
All right, so Connie needs to know, I personally think it's really her boyfriend's problem. So
yeah.
What should she say to the boyfriend? Should she confront Shannon and go, hey, maybe ask, or if he brings up what we do in bed, maybe she should go.
Or is she is she overreacting, or does she get to say, I'm uncomfortable with it? That's
No, she absolutely gets to say it because it's part of where she's like, she's related.
But she started by saying this girl's been in his life forever and she admitted it. Like, yeah, she was here first.
You can still put up boundaries.
Okay.
You put up boundaries after you, like, I don't know. That feels weird to me. It's like those.
Because you never had boundaries.
I don't have boundaries. You're right. All right. Connie. Please call in and give me boundaries. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Connie. She's got a boyfriend. They've been together for like a year or whatever. Everything's going great. But his best friend is also a girl.
Yeah, and they are pretty close.
Yeah.
They've been close before he met his girlfriend, so...
But once you get a girlfriend, should you stop sharing details?
Yeah.
That's
you
the
should.
Yeah.
You should.
I'm gonna say this again, I just wanna reiterate, if his friend was a guy, you'd be mad. Like if Josh, my buddy Josh, who lives across the street, came over and went like, I did this, like
I would still be mad if it was very private, intimate details that should not be shared with anyone.
I guarantee you. Boys you've had relations with have told their friends what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just what we do. We're just so happy that it's happening. We're just like, you're not going to believe it. Somebody did the thing. Right?
I finally have a story to tell.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Luann.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that she needs to end it. I think that he's not going to change no matter what she says. He knows exactly what he's doing. I don't know how old these people are, but everybody really knows what's going on all the time.
But do you think it's wrong to tell anyone else the intimate details of your relationship?
Yeah, it's not really a good idea.
Yeah.
You've never done it, Luann?
Not if I'm in a relationship with a person.
Like you and your girlfriends are sitting around and they're like, I'm so miserable dating scene. You're like, I have the one. Like, I can tell you, I know I'm with the right person. Because he's, oh my God.
That's different. That's good.
No, but then she says why he's the one.
Well, there should be other reasons.
Because there's a curve. And, or something. Like, you tell. You just do. Like for guys, it's like, I'm looking at T-Act. She's the one. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm like, buddy, let me describe something. He's like, okay, you're right.
I think you can say, like, there's fireworks or whatever, but I don't want details. That should be between partners.
Well, we're not talking about guys talking to guys. We're talking about a guy talking to a girl who's been hanging out with for years. And if she really cares that he's going to be in a relationship, she'll step away.
But still, Luann, have you never been friends with a dude
enough,
like that?
If he's smart enough and he really cares about the woman he's with, he's also going to step away. And they're all going to know that that's what's happening.
Yeah, I also wonder what Shannon is the friend's name, right? Yes. I wonder if Shannon starts dating a guy and then she's still now talking to Connie's boyfriend about that.
Yeah.
Like, now all of a sudden,
it's weird. Yeah. It is blurry, to be sure. But
and I think that's where it's like boundaries need to be made and very strict.
Okay. Thank you, Luann. Here's my problem. Luann, Aaron, myself. And you too, but you're not doing this bad. Guarantee you, all of us have been cheated on. So we're bringing to this equation, like, a previous bias. We're all like, I don't trust that Shannon girl. Shannon hasn't done anything wrong.
No, but if I am saying that someone is too close and it's kind of disrespectful, you should respect me and our relationship enough to say, I will put up boundaries. No?
Peter?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I think she should hit the road.
Why?
Because she's not the one.
You think the other girl's the one? Shannon's the one?
Absolutely. Or he's looking for a threesome.
Wow.
Okay. God, I love guy math. Peter, thank you. Guy math is everything. He's so right. This is what she does. What can you add to that?
Oh my gosh.
I hadn't thought of it. Anna.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that she needs to address the boyfriend more than the friend.
For sure.
Because it's him sharing. It's not her. She's just being a friend. But I've also had a lot of guy friends. We never talk about that. As soon as they start doing something like that, I consider it flirting.
Oh, even if they're telling you about their life or they're asking about yours or both?
Both.
You consider that flirting. I'm saying how good this other girl is in bed and you think I'm flirting with you.
Yes, because you're kind of showing off like, ooh, see how good I am with this other girl?
It's peacocking.
Yeah. You're building yourself up.
Stop with like, your guy math. Really
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.